A reading from the book of the prophet Jonah. This is the word of the Lord that came to Jonah. Set out for the great city of Nineveh and preach against it. Their wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah made ready to flee to Tarshish, away from the Lord. He went down to Joppa, found a ship going to Tarshish, paid the fare, and went aboard to journey with them to Tarshish, away from the Lord. But the Lord sent a large fish that swallowed Jonah, and Jonah remained in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. From the belly of the fish, Jonah prayed to the Lord his God. Then the Lord commanded the fish to spew Jonah upon the shore. The word of the Lord. And now, a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test Jesus and said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" He said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." He replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this and you will live." But because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down that road, but when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to the place, and when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged them. Then he lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn, and cared for him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, 'Take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back.' Which of these three, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim?" He answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The Gospel of the Lord. Our first reading for today is about Jonah and his experience of trying to escape from doing God's will, which was to preach to the people of Nineveh so that they would repent and be forgiven. In spite of all Jonah's efforts, he is delivered by a whale to the shore of Nineveh. The whole story of Jonah is about God's mercy. Jonah does not want to go to Nineveh to preach repentance because he does not think the Ninevites are worthy of God's mercy. They are outsiders. How could God possibly care about them? They deserve to be punished. Jonah had a lot to learn. He had to learn that God's mercy excludes no one, and that included the Ninevites. God's mercy is for everyone whom God has ever created. God's love is infinite and inclusive, and God yearns for each of us to respond to his invitation to love and to be at one with him. The story of Jonah and the story of the Good Samaritan seem to go well together. When we realize, or try to realize, God's infinite love for us, we wonder how we can ever respond to God's great gesture of mercy and love, to his offer of friendship. The parable of the Good Samaritan answers that question. Jesus tells us to be merciful to our neighbor, to extend ourselves, to offer our service and care to our neighbor. And Jesus tells us that everyone we meet is our neighbor. Our concern for others is not to be exclusive. It is to include everyone who comes into our lives. Just as God did not write off the Ninevites, and the Samaritan did not withhold his mercy from this victim, presumably a Jew, a victim in need, so we are called to extend our concern and mercy to others who come into our lives. God is mercy, and when we are merciful and loving to others, we could say we are Godding them. We are extending God to them. We are made in the image of God. God is love and mercy. We are called to be love and mercy to others. This is how we thank God for having mercy on us and for loving us unconditionally.